Perek Hey, Bever Mafsidi Hazahiros Vihar Chakamahem, explaining that which detracts from being cautious and how to distance oneself from it. Hini Mafsidi Hamida Hazos Umarchikeha Hein Shlosha. That which detracts a person from the Mida of Zahiros of being cautious and that which distance oneself from it are three things. Ha'echad, the first category is Hu Hatipo Vahatir the Ha'olamis, is involvement and being burdened by things of this world. Hasheni, the second thing is Haschok v'halotun, laughter and joviality. Hashlishi, the third thing is Hachevra hara, a bad group of people that you hang around with. We'll explain each one individually. Hine hatibul v'hatirda, that which a person is involved with and busy with things of this world. Kvar dibarnu mehem l'mailu, we already spoke about them above. Kiviyos ha'odam tar ben yonei olamo, that when a person is involved in things of this world, hini machshavosav asuros bezike hamasa asher alehem, his thoughts are bound up and tied up with the chains of the burden that is attached to them. The eshel lehem losei slev el hamasa, and then it's impossible for a person to pay attention to his actions. Nechachamim alei mashalom chazal berosim ze omru, when they saw this point, they said in Perkei Avos, "Have a memayid beisik vaasor b'torah." A person should be very minimally involved in things of this world, and he should toil in Torah. Kihine ha'isak muchrachu la'adam l'tzarach parnasaso. A person definitely has to be involved in business to earn a parnasa. Ach riboy ha'isak, but over-involvement in business, einu muchrach shi'ya kol kach gadol, is not necessarily so important, ad shelo yaniach makom el avodaso, to do it so much that a person doesn't even leave room for his own avodas Hashem. Therefore, we have a chiyuv. We have to set aside time to learn Torah. And through that, setting aside time for learning Torah and learning the Torah is a very core necessity for a person to be able to achieve ultimate zihiros and being cautious. Like we said from the statement of Pinchas ben Yoyer, Torah mevia li zihiros, that Torah brings about zihiros. And without Torah, a person will never get to the midah of Zahiros. And this is what Chazal say also in Perkei Avos. And Am Haaretz can never become a chosid. He doesn't know Torah. And this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the Yetzirah in a person, who Shebara HaTorah Tavlano, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah as an antidote for that. Like Chazal say in the Gemara in Kedushin, I created the Yetzirah, and I created the Torah as in the antidote for the Yetzirah. And it is obvious that if the only cure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for the Yetzirah is the Torah, it would be impossible throughout any possible time for a person to get the refuah from this makkah without this refuah. It would be impossible to save yourself from the Yetzirah without the Limud HaTorah. And if somebody thinks that they can be saved without Torah, he's making a mistake. And his mistake will become very clear in the end when he dies through his sin. Because the Yetzirah is extremely strong within a person. And without a person even realizing it, the Yetzirah gets greater and stronger within a person and rules over him. And even if a person plans out all the strategies in the world, and a person doesn't take hold of the cure which was created for the Yetzirah, which is the Torah, like we have mentioned, a person won't even pick up on, he won't even feel the greatening of his ailments and his illness. He'll only realize it once he dies in his sin and his neshama will lose out. What is this comparable to? So this is comparable to a person who was ill and he went to the doctors to figure out what he should do, and they said, we know what illness you have, and they gave him a specific medicine to take to get rid of that illness. And without him knowing anything really about medicine, he'll ignore the medicine that the doctor has prescribed for him, and he'll take what he thinks is going to be a good thing to heal himself from that ailment. Hello, Yomos Achola Huvadai. For sure that ill person will definitely die. Kein Hadavraze, so to hear. Because nobody who recognizes what the Yetzirah is and the ailments a person has from his Yetzirah and the strength that it has, Elaboro Shabro. The only one who knows that is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the Yetzirah. Vuhis Harnu Sha Rafua Lohiata, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the Rafua for Yetzirah is Torah. Mi'efo Yanicha Bikach Mashikach Zulasiv Yechya. So who then would leave it aside and take something else to try to heal himself with it, to try to live? Surely the darkness of his physicality will strengthen itself over him one layer and one level after the next. And he won't even understand until he's so entrenched within the darkness of evil and bad. And he's going to be so far away from the real truth. Such a far distance that even certain thoughts, Luyalu Alibo Levakesh Emes. He won't even have thoughts to search after the Emes and the truth to be able to get back on the right track. Achimu Osig Batorah. But if a person does toil in Torah, Ber Osa Derachea, when he sees the ways of the Torah, Tzivuyeh, Vasarosea, the mitzvahs of the Torah, and the Isurim of the Torah, Hine Sosof Me'ilav Yeschadesh Bohis Ororos. In the end, he will have an awakening, Shevi'eu El Aderachatov, that will bring him to the right path. And this is what Chazal say in the Yerushalmi. Halavai osi ozvu v'sarosi shomaru. Halavai, let it be so that Klal Yisrael leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at least they go with the Torah. Shama'or sheba machziru lamutuv. The light of the Torah will bring them back to doing good. V'hine v'chlol zeh, and included in this is, gam kein kviyos ha'itim el cheshben ha'maisa, are included a person setting aside time to think about his actions, v'sikuno, and to fix them up. Like we have spoken about before. And besides all of this, anytime a person has free time from his involvements, if he's a smart person, for sure he won't lose out that extra time. He'll grab onto it and he won't let go. To be involved with fixing up his nefesh and his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh hamafzid, and this is what detracts from that. Ava bishuhu yayosar kloli, even though it's very general, hinehu yayosar kal l'misha rotzi l'moli sheyimoli me'emenu. But it's very easy that if a person wants to escape from this, that he will be able to escape from this. Achashini, but the second category is hinehu koshemod. The second category is much more difficult. Hu haschok v'haloton, which is laughter and joviality. Kimisha toveya bom, if somebody is drowning in them, it's like a person drowning in the great oceans that is very difficult for him to escape and save himself from there. Laughter destroys a person's heart. Because logic and understanding don't rule over him. And he's like a drunken person or a fool. It's impossible to teach them any wisdom or to guide them in the right direction. Because they don't accept any direction. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles. L'schok amarti meholol. Schok, I say, is nothingness. U'l'simcha mazo osa. And happiness, what does that do? V'chachomim zichonu levrocha amru. And Chazal say in Avos. Schok v'kalatzosh magilim es ha'odim le'erva. Laughter and lightheadedness is what brings a person to erva, to harayas, immorality. Ki afal pi shechamura hi ha'erva eitzal kol ben das, that even though erva, harayas, immorality, is something that is very clear to everybody, v'libu yorim ikarvila, and a person is afraid to get close to it, v'koach hatzir shekvar nitztayir besichlo, me'amitas godol pisha v'rovoncho, because a person already has an image in his mind of how severe it is and how bad of a sin it would be. Hini haschok v'akalos rosh, mamshichim oso ma'at ma'at. Laughter and joviality and lightheadedness brings a person slowly and surely, u'makrivim oso holoch v'kariv, and it brings a person closer and closer towards shetia ha'yira sor me'olav, that the fear will be removed from him, ma'at ma'at, slowly by slowly, madrig acha madrig, one layer after the next, ad she'agia el ha'ovan atzmo v'yaseo, until he actually reaches the sin itself and he'll do it. Lefi, and why is this so? Lefi, because Shekamoshe Kol Metzius has a Hiros, Toli Besimas Halev Al Dover. The whole aspect of being cautious on something is for a person to pay attention and to keep it in his mind. Kein Al Kol Atzmo Shel Aschok, Eino Ele Meser Halev Mina Machshavas Hayashoros VaYunios. Laughter and joviality remove a person from thought and from straight thinking. So the thoughts of fear won't even enter his mind. So you should see how difficult laughter is and joviality and how much of a destruction it can create. Just like if you have a shield that is smeared with oils, that anything, any arrows that come and hit the shield, it will be washed off and they'll fall to the ground. And it won't allow the arrows to reach the person. So too, laughter and joviality and mockery in front of rebuke and rebellion. Because with one act of mockery and one joke, even if it's small, a person can knock off of himself a tremendous upliftingness and being ready to grow. That which the heart and the mind is able to awaken and to want on its own. Whether it's a person saw or heard things that awaken a person to think about his actions and to delve into each and every action that he does. And with mockery, a person can just knock that all down to the ground and it won't have any effect on him. And it's not because the matters that we're talking about are lowly or weak. And it's not because he doesn't really understand them. But it's because of the mockery and the joking that destroys any property of discipline and fear. And the Navi Yeshaya would scream about this like a rooster. Because he knew that this is what's blocking all the rebuke that he was giving to Klal Yisrael from taking effect. Shiasu roshim, that it should make an impact on them. And it lost all the hope for the people who were sinning. V'masha Amar, and this is what the pasuk in Yeshaya says. Ve'ata al tislotatu penyechzug mosreichem. He said, don't become mockers and scoffers, because you will lose out on your discipline. And also Chazal said in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, that a scoffer, a mocker, brings upon himself yisurin, pains and tribulations. And this is what the Pasuk says explicitly in Mishlei, that the leitzim prepare for themselves judgments. This is something that is logical that it should happen. Because somebody who is affected from contemplation and from learning about things, he doesn't need to have physical pains and trials and tribulations on himself. Because he's already going to return from doing sin even without the physical ailments. Because of the thoughts of tshuva that are already in his mind, because of what he hears or what he sees from different disciplines and rebuke. But the scoffers and the mockers, who don't become aroused and they're not affected by rebuke, because of their mockery, the only way that they can fix themselves up is through judgments. Because physical pains and tribulations, he doesn't have the ability with mockery to just push them off me'aleim from upon themselves, as they can do by different disciplines. And according to the stringency of the sin and its outcomes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the absolute judge, will be stringent upon him with his punishment. V'mashalim dunu zechorim labracha, and this is what Chazal teach us in Avodah Zarah. Kasha haleitzonos shetchilosu yisurim v'sofo kloya. Leitzonos, mockery and scoffing, is very difficult, that it starts with yisurim, pain and ailments, v'sofo kloya, and in the end, you'll be obliterated. Shenemar, like the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, pen yechezku mosreichem kichola, because you'll hold on, you will leave over your moser, your discipline, kichola, and you will be obliterated, v'nechretzo shemati, and you will be gone. V'hamavzer ashlishi hu achevra. The third thing that detracts a person from zehiros is his group. V'hainu chevras ha-tipshim v'achotim, becoming associated with and connecting to groups of people who are foolish and who do sin. V'masha ha-kosev omer, this is what the pasuk in Mishlei says, v'roek silim yeroa. Somebody who is becomes friendly with fools, he will also become like that. Kihine anachnu roem pa'amim rabos, that we see many times, afilu acher sheniz ameitz etzel ha'adam chovas ha'avodah v'azhiros ba, that even after it becomes clear to a person and true to a person his obligations in avodas Hashem and then how cautious he has to be, yisrap emimena o yavor al ezed dvar mimena, he'll become weak in something, or he'll violate something, just so that his friends don't make fun of him, or because he wants to become connected to them. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech says also in Mishlei, im shonim al tis arav, don't mix in with the people who make differences. Ki im yomer lecha adam, if somebody says to you, like the Maran Ksuba says, la'olam tehei daito shel adam me'oreves ha'mebrios, oh, a person should always be connected to other people. Afata emor lo, you should tell him, b'madvar momurim, what is that talking about, that a person should always be connected to other people? B'vnei adam sh'ose ma'ase adam, people who do the actions of man. Ach lo b'vnei adam sh'ose ma'ase behema, but not to people who do actions like animals. U'shlomo ma'asir odin, Shlomo HaMelech says also in Mishlei, leich mineged le'ish k'sil, go away from a foolish person. But David HaMelech Omar, and David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ashrei ho'ish asher lo holach ba'atzas reshoim, praiseworthy is the person who didn't go in the ideas of the reshoim, uvederech hatoim lo amad, and in the ways of the sinners he didn't stand, uvmoshav leitzim lo yoshav, and in a gathering of scoffers and mockers he didn't sit. Uchvar perchu zuchron lebracha, and Chazal already explained in Avodah Zorah, im holach sofo lamud. If he went, in the end he will stand. V'im amad sofo leishiv. And if he stands with them, in the end he'll sit with them. V'omer, and it says in Tehillim, lo yashavti im misei shav, I didn't stay around and dwell with the people who are in fallacy. V'im naldomim lo avo, and with the people who are ignorant, I don't come. Sonesi kahal mireyim, I despise the people who are doing evil. V'im reshoim lo eishev, and I will not sit amongst those who are reshoim. Ein lo the adam ela lehitoyer lo nakos asma, a person has to purify and cleanse himself. V'lim no raglo midarche ha-homon, Hashkuim behavle hazmon, and a person has to refrain from going along the ways that most people go, that are embedded in the nothingness of time. V'yoshev raglav el chatzos Hashem ve'el mishkanosov, and a person has to bring his feet towards the courtyards of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his mishkan. Hu she'dovid atom mi'misayim ve'omer, and that's what David HaMelech says, erchotz b'nikoyon kapai, I will wash in cleanliness my hands, v'asovva es mizbech Hashem, and I will go around your mizbech Hashem. And if a person does have somebody in his group of friends that will make fun of him, a person shouldn't pay attention to that comment that the person made fun of him. Adraba, just the opposite. You should make fun of the fact that he made fun of you, and you should disgrace him. And you should think in your mind that if that person had to make so much money, he had to do a business deal, if you had to make a business deal, make a lot of money, would you leave aside that with that business deal just because your friends are making fun of you? All the more so, a person shouldn't lose out his neshama just because somebody made fun of it. And also, Chazal warned us in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, a person has to be brazen like a leopard, Bekal kanesher, and light like an eagle, rotz katzvi, run like a deer, vegiber ka'ari, and strong like a lion, lasers the son of Icha Shemashemayim, to do the will of our Father in Shemayim. V'dovid Omar, and David HaMelech says in Tehillim, v'adabra be'dosecha negim lochim, I speak your laws in front of kings, v'lo evo, and I'm not embarrassed. Even though most kings talk about their grandeur and their pleasures, but David, Shahaya Gamke Melech, and David Melech, who was also a king, so seemingly it would have been an embarrassing thing for David HaMelech that when he's in the group of other kings, that he'd be talking about things of discipline and Torah instead of talking about his grandeur and the physical benefits that people like, kamohim, that are like him.
David HaMelech was not concerned for this at all.
And his heart wasn't persuaded to the nothingness of these other kings. Because he already reached and he understood the emes, the truth. Rather, he explains and says,
I will speak the laws and statutes before the other kings, and I will not be embarrassed.
And so too Yeshaya says, Alkin samti ponai kachalomish ve'edo kilo evosh.
That therefore I have placed my face like a stone, ve'edo kilo evosh, and I know that I will not be embarrassed.